Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Meera Sivasudhi. Now, after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the bigger picture's health and living to you, live, on the ground. A whole day with the experts, debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, addressing our love affair with food, and of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Good morning, Ben. There is a meeting with the European Central Bank tonight, and the ECB actually disappointed in December without any strong signal to easing. What is the indication this time of what they will do?
Good morning, Julian. Well, the indication in terms of what the markets have been pricing in is something very optimistic, very dovish, and very stimulatory for the Eurozone. So I would say the market has priced in at least another 10 basis points worth of cuts to the deposit rate and possibly another $10 billion added to the QE program. I'd say that's at a benchmark minimum what the market's looking for, and certainly looking at assets in the Eurozone and the Euro-dollar, etc. They're at the very least pricing in something dovish with a nice sort of do-whatever-it-takes reaffirmation by Mario Draghi. That's as far as I can see. Now, you're right, because he has let us down before. He let us down in December, and I think it would have been a lesson very well learned at the ECB, given the volatility that we saw, given the sell-off to assets that we saw on the back of it. So I don't think he would be looking to disappoint those markets once again. That being said, only time will tell. But, we're pricing in. Those are the factors we're pricing in. I mean, I've seen articles and I've seen broker reports and analysts talking about, you know, maybe 20 basis points cut to the deposit rate. So, there's plenty of stimulus expectations from Draghi and co, and that's, you know, what we want at an absolute minimum tonight.
And this is obviously going to have some negative impact to the euro. I mean, Goldman Sachs has come out with a report actually calling for a short to the euro, and they are targeting a parity to the US dollar from 110 right now. Do you think this the euro will go that direction?
I think it probably will head lower. I've seen the Goldman's report. I mean, parity, if that's true, there's plenty of upside for traders if they want to get on board that trade now, given it's, where are we, just around 110 at the moment. So 10 big figures and probably more, 15 big figures if their target prices to hit. That's some pretty big and spectacular returns for mums and dads and institutions, anyone that's prepared to sit on that trade with Goldman's. I guess, you know, it does take two to tango, though, as well. While the Eurozone is expected to stimulate and expected to be dovish, I think the other side of that coin is that Goldman's are expecting the US and the Fed to become increasingly hawkish, and starting, of course, with next week's Federal Reserve meeting. So plenty to take account of. I think there's a trade in there somewhere. Whether that hits those target prices or not, I guess, does remain to be seen. But, you know, we'll have a fairly good idea of where things stand on one side of the coin, at least, after tonight's action.
There is a lot of currency action that's going on in the euro area right at this point in time. I mean, the British pound sterling has come down to a 7-year low, actually, because of all the expectations of Brexit. Portugal is also having some problems because there is some worry that the new government would spend its way into a ratings cut. How do you think that all these combination of problems will weigh onto the euro further?
Never seems to be anything too positive to focus on coming out of the Eurozone, does there? And that's pretty much been the case since the GFC, unfortunately. I know that for Portugal, and to a certain extent, I mean, we've been talking about it in years gone by, Italy, and of course we've had the Greece saga that's unfolded, the Greek tragedy. What we need to do is keep an eye on yields in terms of, you know, whether they're sustainable for Portugal to see those bond yields continuing to rise, making borrowing a lot more expensive. And it's a big measure of stress in an economy. And we've seen those yields certainly rise, and certainly rise more than other quote-unquote distressed nations, including Italy. So I guess it makes it interesting in terms of the ECB's mandate and what they can and can't buy, if there's a downgrade. It's a constantly moving and evolving think piece, I guess. But we know that Italy and Portugal in particular, their banks and banking system is under pressure at the moment. And of course, just watching those yields, if they continued to balloon out, and obviously if they got another downgrade, it'd be expected that they would, just how sustainable is Portugal in its, in its current form, and where would the ECB find itself in regards to supporting that economy? It's in flow, that's for sure. So, I guess we're trading sort of headline to headline as it stands right now.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It'll be a case of hopefully steady as she goes, and hopefully some stabilisation. But we'll just have to wait and see on that matter.
That's right. Just moving on to China, they reported pretty ugly February trade numbers, unexpectedly low at negative 25% for exports. And it really is quite amazing that the market keeps on getting surprised by what's coming out of China. I mean, the markets were very weak yesterday after they reported those numbers. What do you think of this? How can China continue to surprise investors, given that they've been talking about a slowdown for such a long time?
I'm not sure what further they have to say. And of course, they also came out over the weekend and just outlined their outlook for future growth rates, sort of between 6.5% and 7%. And it sounds like they're prepared to defend 6.5% as a baseline growth rate. So that should stand us in pretty good stead, I would have thought, that they'll start to stimulate should those growth numbers continue to fall away. So I know that those figures, trade numbers, were pretty awful. But of course, we did have the China Lunar New Year covering that period. So I'd be expecting to see a pretty strong snapback for trade figures for next month. If we don't get that, maybe the markets will react a little bit more savagely. But as I said, the PBOC stands ready, maybe not to the same degree that Mario Draghi says he's ready, but there's potential stimulus there if those growth numbers continue to dwindle.
And there was also the curious case of iron ore jumping up very strongly. What's going on there? And I'm sure the Australian miners are quite happy as well.
Yes, they are, even though they've all pretty much come out in concert and said that those numbers are pretty much unsustainable. I mean, the spot iron ore price jumped up close to 20% in one session. So obviously there was some optimism about those railways and the government said that they're prepared to build, and obviously we'll be providing a lot of the raw materials into those infrastructure projects. So but as I said, BHP, there's been brokers just say, look, we've seen iron ore price rally back above $60 a tonne. That's not sustainable. So we're expecting to see a little bit of a pullback. And I think, market action in terms of BHP, Rio Tinto, Fortescue, some of the majors here in Australia have already started to preempt that. And the wind has come well and truly out of the sails over the last couple of trading days.
Thank you very much. That was Ben LeBrun, market analyst at Options Express in Sydney.
You're still here. Good. Now, if you're listening to this podcast while on the treadmill, you're already off to a good start. If you're not, don't forget to join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on the 2nd of April. Find out how you can live a better, healthier life. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.